Okay. So, being that this week, once they Shabbos is Hanukkah, this Shabbos is not Shabbos Hanukkah, but it's the Erev Hanukkah, kind of listen for the first time. On Motzei Shabbos, I thought this evening, instead of talking about the Parshas of Shavua, Parshas of Vayeshev, as well as something related to Hanukkah, specifically the question of Hanukkah candles on Motzei Shabbos. So this week, it'll be relevant again next week, actually, to the eighth night of Hanukkah also, but it's relevant for the first time this week. So there are a number of interesting issues that relate to when we have a mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah on Motzei Shabbos. The first issue emerges from a Yerushalmi. I stress that it's a text of the Yerushalmi that we don't have in our Yerushalmi today. Okay, that's not unusual. There are certain texts which the Rishonim quote from Yerushalmi that we no longer have. Yerushalmi wasn't as well preserved. There are different girsas and so on. But if you take a look at the first source, the Rav Yoh, one of the Rishonim related to Yoh HaLevi in Chelek Aleph Masechet Brachos from Kuf Mem Aleph, writes regarding Sinem Yerushalmi. Quote to Yerushalmi. Yosef Rechanina Omar Ein Bevorchen, talking about Havdolah, Ein Bevorchen for Havdolah, Lo Al Haner V'lo Al Bissamah Shal Mit. You cannot use the candle or the Bissamah that you use for Havdolah, cannot be a Ner or Bissamah for a Mit, that you use for a Mitzvah. So you want to ask right away. My mitzvah, like what mitzvah are you talking about? I'm a Yehuda to go near Shul Chanukah, the Motzei Shabbos, Eimavim. You can't use your Chanukah candle for Havdalah as well. You can't, you know, let's say you're going to hold the two of them together, whatever. Let's delay this one with Chavkil. Anyhow, so you can't use a near Chanukah for Havdalah. Okay, and it's really more than the Yerushalmi goes on, according to the way the Rav Yoh quotes. Here is, Laman Domar also is Tamis La'orah. This is assuming that you're not permitted to use the Hanukkah candle for any purpose, like we say in Haneris Halalu. The aim, Lona Rishus, the Stamish, by Melavol Samuvan, right? Umisam Rishamim, what about Pesamim? Kigon Asa the Hoshana, the Sukkis, Otsari Shabbos, and Rochalav. Okay, the Amarab, also a Rechbo. When it says you're not allowed to use the Pesamim, it's for Mitzvah, so you can't use your Hadassim from your Luv for the Pesamim, Otsari Shabbos, and Sukkis. Okay? No, sir. That's but we'll see. We'll see. It relates to it because the Havdalah is a little different.
It's not
Havdalah. What's not Havdalah? Okay, so let's see.
No,
but there, the mitzvah, we'll see. But you're not allowed to smell the Hadassah. Okay? You're not allowed to enjoy that Hadassah. Right. So let's see. Right. Let's see. And, the esrog is different because the esrog this is to eat it, okay? So you can't smell it. But anyway, So the Rav Yoh says, look, we're not supposed to use the Hanukkah candles. Like I said before, we say that on Eretz Halalo. Now they use the Hanukkah candles. Therefore, the Shalmi says you can't use the Hanukkah candles for Havdalah. The Rokeach, Havdalah, Simon Shin, Nun Vav, says the same thing. Quotes to Shalmi, the Perak Havel Dvar, the 8th Perak of Brochus. He quotes again a different name, Rav Avol, B'Shem of Yochanan. Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina, that's the same name. Ein Mevarchan al Ner Mabasam Shal Mitzvah. My Mitzvah Amarav Rav Shmuel Ner Shal Chanukah Motzei Shabbos Ein Mavdil Alav. The Samim Kol Asa the Avshana B'Sukkos Motzei Rabbi Shabbos Ein Mevarchan Alav. So Amarav Shal Mitzvah Asa L'Rech. But fine. The Rokeach says it and the Or Zeruha. Chelik Beis Timon Shin Chof Ches. Same thing quotes Yushalmi. Ein Lasso Tavdol Motzei Shabbos Al Ner Shal Chanukah. That means Yushalmi the Brachos for Kehil Tzarm. My the same thing. You have three prominent Bishonim, the Rav Yoh, the Rokeach, the Or Zeruah, all quote the Yerushalmi, again, which is not extant in the text of Yerushalmi that we have available to us today, but they all quote this Yerushalmi. You cannot use the Hanukkah candles before the Havdalah candles because you're not allowed to use the Hanukkah candles. But what does that mean, you're not allowed to use the Hanukkah candles? Who says why you're not? You take it for granted. We're talking without the Shamash, right? Without the extra candle. You're not allowed to use the Hanukkah candles. That's actually itself the subject of our focus on the Roim in the Gemara in Shabbos, the Chof Aleph Mod Aleph, and over the Chof Aleph Mod Beis. That's how the whole sugya of Hanukkah, as you know, there are no Mishnayos which describe the Zinim of Hanukkah. Not quite the Hanukkah Seder. Some people say Hanukkah Seder mentioned the Mishnah. It's not quite true. It's mentioned a few Mishnayos, but incidentally, the dinner of Hanukkah not found in the Mishnayos. So the Gemara discusses it in the second parak of Shabbos by Mem Adlikin. Okay, parak by Mem Adlikin, which obviously talks about candles for Shabbos. But from there, the Gemara gets into discussion of candles for Hanukkah. Right over here, Chaf Aleph Malaf Amar of Huna, source 4, Pesilos Ushmanim Shamar Chacham and Adlikin by Mishabbos. The whole paraphernalia of Lincoln is about, or the beginning of the paraphernalia of Lincoln is about certain types of wicks and oils which you're not allowed to use for Shabbos candles. You can't use those wicks and oils for Shabbos candle. Okay, why not? So some of them, it smells bad, other different things, you know how to use it for various reasons. And one of them is because the candles will flicker. They don't burn well, okay? So the Gemara discusses, okay, so for Shabbos, you're not allowed to use those types of things for Shabbos candles. Can you use those types of wicks and oils for a Hanukkah candle? Let's say either on Shabbos Hanukkah or during the week on Hanukkah. So Rav Huna says, Psilos Ushmanim, Shomer Chana Emalikim Shabbos, also Emalikim Hanukkah. Okay, the same rules apply to Ner Hanukkah. Those, whatever wicks and oils the Mishnah disqualifies for Ner Shabbos are also disqualified for Ner Hanukkah, whether it's the Shabbos of Hanukkah or it's Tuesday of Hanukkah, doesn't matter. Amar Rav, my time is Rav Huna, what's his reason? Because summer, number one, he holds, comes to Zakukla. There's a question of Achlokas here. Let's say the Hanukkah candles blow out after 5 minutes. Now, if you didn't put enough oil or you didn't use a big enough candle, you're not ill to it. Let's say I put enough oil in to burn the requisite amount of time, calling that a half hour, or the candle was thick enough to burn for a half an hour or more. And then something happened, one of the kids ran by, something happened, it blew out. Are you obligated to go ahead and relight it? It's a good thing to relight, but do you have to relight it? So he assumes, yes, comes the Zakukla. The Kav says, actually, says it's fine. Ner Hanukkah, it goes out. Zakukla is Sakna. You have to fix it. Hilcha, Tarak lechatzila, so you have to diva pasher on the Sakna. Therefore, you shouldn't use these types of oils and wicks that don't burn well, because the likelihood is going to go out, and you'll have to relight it to be able to mix. So therefore, that's what he says. Whatever you can't use for Shabbos, you can't use for Hanukkah either. Not only that, but he holds, and on Shabbos, the problem Mutzel is Tamash Lower Heels. You're allowed to use the Chanukah candle. Well, what's the problem on Shabbos? Why can't you use these wicks? So they'll blow out. Big deal. The problem is if they're flickering, we're afraid you'll forget that it's Shabbos. You'll be reading in those days you read, and you'll, you know, adjust it. You'll play with it. You'll fix it on it, forgetting that it's Shabbos. Right? So, right. Yeah. That's exactly. So that's what the Mishnah says. That's the Gemara says. That's Rav Huna's opinion. Rav Chisda Amar Madlikin Ben Bechol Avalo B'Shabbos. Rav Chisda says, no, you can use those types of wicks and oils on the weekdays of Hanukkah, just not on Shabbos of Hanukkah. Why? Kasavar comes to Ein Zakukla. Because the oils, when it comes to near Hanukkah, they blow out, they're going to relight it anyway. So you can use these cheaper or less effective wicks, because it blows out, it's okay, it's all right. I'm not, you don't want it to happen, but if it does, you don't have to fix it. Ein Zakukla. And he holds a mutal ishtamish lor, but he also agrees you're allowed to use it. Therefore, on Shabbos, as Rashi says in 5, Hilchot, again, on Shabbos Hanukkah, don't use those wicks. The same reason you can't use the Shabbos candles, because you're afraid you'll tinker with them, because he holds you allowed to use them. And finally, Amar Zera, Amar of Masav, Amar Zera, Amar Rab, whoever it is, Silos, Ushmanim, Amar Chacham, Ein Madlikin, B'Shabbos, Madlikin, Ben Hanukkah, Bein B'Chol, Bein B'Shabbos. The third opinion is the most lenient. He says whatever wicks and oils are disqualified for Shabbos candles, that's a special din for Shabbos candles. Hanukkah candles, you can use them not only during the week of Hanukkah, but even for Shabbos Hanukkah. Why? I'm a rear in my time of the office. Number one, because some of our cups ain't up. Well, he holds it, blows out, you don't have to relight it, so therefore we're not worried. And number two, the usul is Tamish, you're not allowed to use it anyway. So we're not worried you're going to adjust it because you're not allowed to use it anyhow. Shabbos candles, we're worried you'll tinker with it if it flickers. But these candles, you're not allowed to use anyway to read by, so not worried. But that's the mukkar in the Gemara. For usul is tamish la'or. The text of Aneiros Halolo, by the way, it's not in the Gemara, it's in Masechta Sofer, but it's not in the Gemara. That's usul is tamish la'or. Okay? So, yes.
When are you loved up with and you're four, you did it right.
Okay.
It was the wrong thing to start with.
Right, but that's correct. If you didn't have enough, but these things, it's a suffix. You might not, you know, you don't know. Okay, anyway. So therefore, he holds kofsa ain't zakukla, because Rashi says, and so it says, hilcha b'chol, sorry. You're allowed to use them during a weekday. And even on Shabbos, you're allowed to use it, because also Shabbos Lara, anyhow, she ain't nikah, now, what's the reason? It's important, Rashi. What the Gemara does not say, why would anybody hold that it's also to use? Why not? Who said, what's the matter with using Hanukkah candles? What's the answer? So the Gemara never says, or here, the Gemara says. So Rashi says in 6, the also Shabbos Lara, you know why? She ain't nikah, shehu ner mitzvah. It has to be noticeable that this is a ner mitzvah. The lekka lemeches ratar. Therefore, you won't use anything else. But the point is, shu nikar shu ner mitzvah. Rashi says, you know why I can't use the Hanukkah candles? Because it has to be noticeable if these are Hanukkah candles. Yes.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
What do I mean? So let's bear in mind that in the olden days, there was nothing unique about lighting candles at night. People lit candles in the home in the evening every single night of the year. That's how you saw. So therefore, if you were allowed to use these candles to read by or anything else, it wouldn't be noticeable to anybody. It's in their Hanukkah. So therefore, Rashi says, that's why the Chazal decided
also is Tamish Laoritz, it'll stand out that these candles are special. It's designated when it's going to be for Abdullah. No, we're not. No. This Gemara here in the Bible, we're not talking about Abdullah. The Gemara is saying in general, why can't you use the Hanukkah candles? What's the problem? The answer is because Rashi says, Shein Nikar, it should be noticeable that it's for Hanukkah. So therefore, if you're going to sit and read, and or by extension, you're going to use it for a Hadalah, whatever you're going to do, it won't be noticeable that it's for Ner Hanukkah. And that's the problem. If you want to come, I would suspect, although it doesn't say, probably has something to do with Pritzel and Nisa, right? This candle is special to publicize the Ner Hanukkah. You're going to use whatever usage is, so then it's not going to be noticeable that it's Ner Hanukkah.
That's part of what we said last week, that it could be with Kavod Shabbos.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to create a heck of Kavod Shabbos. I mean,
okay, right, but there, but the Kavod Shabbos is not for you. But that's what it is. Here, if you're...
I thought that was all of Shabbos.
Oh, I see you saying, well, okay, maybe.
I know it's outside.
Yeah.
So it's not Negro?
So that's an interesting question, would this machokas apply in the days of Gemara, which we're talking about here. But maybe there are also people with that had got to see on the street, got to see in the courtyard, got to see in the sidewalk, whatever. Anyway, that's what Rashi says. Now,
Oil,
whatever. The whole rest of the show, it's the Hanukkah. I mean, the Hanukkah light, the licht. Okay. Now, if you look in the Bible about Havdalah, to bring over the discussion of Havdalah, so in the source number 7, the Mishnah in Brachos Nun Alpha Day says the following. What's the text of the bracha? Fine. Bar ma'ora eish, bar ma'ora eish, whatever, good. Ein mevarchin, says the mission, bracha, from Alpha and Beis. Ein mevarchin, lo anerva, lo besamish shal nochem, lo anerva, lo besamish shal mesim, lo anerva, lo besamish shal avodah zarah. Okay, candles was designated for like a yard type candle, something like that, for mesim, or for goyim, whatever. Avodah zarah you can't use. And here's the key line for us right now. The Ein Mevarchin Alaner Acheya Ostula Ola. You're allowed to use what?
I don't
care. I got my issue now. But my issue is the end of the mission. The Ein Mevarchin Alaner Acheya Ostula Ola. You're not allowed to use the candle for Havdalah and make the bracha of Bar Mar Eish until or unless you benefit from the light. You have to benefit from the light. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain this. Rashi says, So let's try Havdalah. This mission brought is under with Hanukkah, tell about Havdalah. The Havdalah candle has to be a candle that you get benefit from that light. In order to say, Bar Mar Eish, that's what we do. You want to get her, we'll see in a second. Now, the Gemara explains, Nun Gimel Habez, 9. Ein Mavach on the Archie, also, Amar Behud on the Rav, Loge also the Osu Mamish, doesn't mean you absolutely have to get benefit from it yourself. Even if you're standing a little further away, so you don't really see the light, but as long as it's enough light that if you be standing there, you can get benefit from it. Even if you personally aren't getting benefit, you further imagine sometimes you have it at a shul or at a bar mitzvah or something like that, and not everybody sees the candle. As long as you're, if the candle is enough that you can see it, that's good enough. That's what Gemara says in Brachos Nun Gimel Amud Beis Rashi, the top next phrase, Lo Ye'osu Mamish, again, Brachos Nun Beis. Shafilu lo nehenenenu, mevarchin lo anyway. Umay achei osu, so what does the mission mean to get on up? Achei oro ro'i lehenesmeva omdim samacho. The people closer can get benefit. But others mevarchin lo afilu rachot menu, uvachi, you have to see it, but you're able to don't get benefit right away. Like I said, sometimes it happens to a lot of people in the room. Now, the Gemara goes on, when it's named daf nun gimel beis in bracha, source 11, the rabba amar, ne'osu mamish. Rabba says, no, it means in the mission you actually have to get benefit from it. In order to say the bracha bar mar eish, you have to actually get benefit. The kama, okay, and as Rashi says in 12, Ye'osu mamish, omei b'samach, you've got to stand near it. You've got to be able to get benefit from it in order to say the bracha of bar mar eish. The kama, amar ula kadei sheyakir bein iser lepunyog. These are two types of coins. As we close enough, there's enough light to distinguish between these two types of coins, iser and punyog. And chizkir amar kadei sheyakir bein meluz mashol, the very meluz mashol, sitori. Two different types of weights, you know. So it's close enough to see to tell the difference what's in your hand. Okay? As Rashi, the Kama, who circle is the Samo, Luz was a Mishkal, a certain type of weight, Rashi says. Now, Rabbi Yonah on the Rift, there in Brochus, Lamed Tesson Vase, and pays the Rift going over to Memo and Alpha, source 13, Kadeshi Yakim and Luz was so clear, the Kule, Kamosha, Isa, Punyan, Hey Matbeos, Kamele, Matbeos, Elsa, Eloha, Domo, Zulus, O Yosef. Those are even harder to distinguish without light. Okay, in detail. So, by the way, as a side point on this, the Tosus HaRosh comments, the Brachos Gimel Beis, the Rava Omer Ye'osu Mamish, the Chama Omer Ula Kadesh Yaakov and Issa Punyam, Ulechach Nohag Ho'olam, the Rosh quotes Araminic, as far as I know, one of the earliest to quote this meaning, Listakel b'tziponayim, to look at your fingernails. That's our practice today. The rush is before the Galus and the Kabbalah. He says the meaning is to look. Well, according to his explanation, exactly. To demonstrate that I'm close to Rabbi, you look at your fingers, right? I could tell them the coins. Just like I'm close enough to see where my nail ends and the finger begins, so that's close enough. That's what he says. That's what the Rosh says. The Meiri over there in Brachas gives a different reason. Okay, there are Mishnah Shmini. We call Mokal Ochk the Rabbah, the Elsa Flamish. We have to actually get benefit. The Akshav Nagul Lishtamish Oro Mikonim Lishtamik Lishtaka with Tiparnayim. Now, before making the Rocha, people look at their fingernails. Yira Tami Toksha Shiri also Oro. First, he says a Parshup Shab, like the Rosh says. It's close enough to tell between these two different things. Okay, like here too, you tell the difference in Tiparn Lambasa. Okay, some people bend their fingers and so on. And that, he mentions that. But he says, there is some sort of, not exactly called Kabbalistic, the Miri quotes, but some sort of a mystical idea that the nails, you know, one's nails grow, their parts of the body continue to grow. You know, even when you're an adult, your nails continue to grow, and they cut them and grow back, right? Like the hair on your head, same thing. Other parts of the body don't continue to grow, so but they shop, it's a time of bracha. So you make a bracha on something that grows, you know, that increases, improves. Okay, it was simon tov osin kain. Okay, we're saying midrash shaman, another medrash he quotes, shekorim shechot adam rishon kol ora domal siparn. Somehow the adam rishon's entire body had a layer of some kind of a layer, right, some kind of a layer of material like that. Because shechot if shita meno v'lo shomeno l'brosh etzmos, all that was taken away. Matzei Shabbos, we remember what once was. Okay, anyway, different reasons. But the bottom line what emerges all of this is that the Havdalah candle is dafka you're supposed to get benefit from. You're supposed to use it. So the Rambam tells us in the Parak Chof Tes, in the Shabbat Halacha Chofei, the Rambam says, Ein mevarchen al ner ad sheyosu l'ora kadei sheyakir ben mapeh medina l'zru l'mapeh medina acheres. He didn't distinguish in these two coins. Shulchan Aruch as well. In Reish Tzadi Ches or Rechaim Stif Talit, Ein rochan ar sheyosu l'ora tayin, she is somuch lo b'kdei sheyuch al ha'akir ben mapeh medina l'zru l'mapeh medina acheres. And the Shabur explains to Kortir Beis, Tafilim ha'omir chutz l'bay is kosa or gadol sheyuch al ha'akir ben mapeh medina l'zru. If he was standing far away, but it's a big enough light, it's a powerful enough light, you can tell that's good enough, okay? And the Mishavu writes in Kotnyu Gimel, Alkein hu yotze v'birchas havdolam echerim, if you yotze the bracha of others, the road say, lo say, gam v'birchas borom ha'esh, you carve out some of ha'esh, try and get close to the fire if you can. No, you can be yotze the bracha of borom ha'esh as well. So, okay, so then you yotze the havdolam anyway, you just don't make that bracha. Now, what about you said, it's best is to get close. You can't, so you yotze havdolam without, you know, to try and make it close. Yeah, I don't think you have to, but it could be a hither. Now, obviously then, if we just said earlier that the Chanukah candles, Gemara says, you're not supposed to use, also ishtamish l'ora, and Rashi explains to be nicker than for the purpose of Chanukah candles, then obviously that's a collision course with a statement that you have to get enough from Havdalah candles. Now we understand why. Because the Chanukah candles you're not allowed to use. Havdalah candle you have to use. So obviously you cannot use Havdalah candle, Chanukah candle for the same thing because it's two opposite rules. Right? Havdalah candles, we just said, you're supposed to use. You have to look at your fingernails or tell the coins. You're supposed to use the fire for light. Whereas the Chanukah candles we just said before, you're not allowed to use. Now, this
is also when you make Havdalah, you're doing the Havdalah candles first.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. We'll get to that moment. Okay, we'll see. Now,
if I could, if I allowed to, and I'm off in this way.
Okay.
You know, but I could.
Okay, that's the question, but you can't really. That's the thing. Anyway, yes, I would say so. Yes. Now, I think most people do that. Now, but on this issue of Usulish Tamish Loris, just be aware, there's another interesting discussion in a later Gemara. The Gemara quoted before was on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis. It just said, we paskin Usulish Tamish Loris, Rashi Shei Nikar, but there's something else also. Daf Chaf Beis and Aleph, which may relate to this. Amar Behud Amar Vaskin, we're out. Usulah Hartzos Mo'os connected Ner Chanukah. You can't count money. You can't use the Ner Chanukah. Take out your money and start counting, meaning for some mundane purpose. That's the example he gives. Kamrita coming to Shmuel, and they would send this din over to Shmuel. Amarly said, really? Why? The Chanukah candles have holiness? What is it, like a hektish? It's a no. What's the problem? What's the problem? So, you know, again, how that fits in with the earlier Gemara, Rashi gives me the Nikar, but Shmuel doesn't know from that. Shmuel says, well, what's the problem? He could do Sheyeshba. Well, there's a holiness. It's like Hektish or something. Well, the Hektish, well, what's going on? So Rav Yosef said, answered with another question, the Jewish answer. He said, V'chidam kidushi yeshba. He's referring to the following. There is a din called kisi adam, the chicken, or certain types of animals, not the typical animals today, but chay and oak. So when the blood spills out, there's a mitzvah called kisi adam. You have to take dirt and cover the blood that just spilled out. Well, kisi adam, you make a bracha, right? Kisi adam. I sometimes do that during Rosh Hashanah, children with the kapara's chicken, right? Make a kisi adam, a bracha. Now, v'chas adam ba'ofer. So now, 1 second. So the Gemara says, when you do it, it says the Tanya v'shachar chisah fucking parshat achrimos. The Masha shachar chisah is really chasena beregel. Theoretically, you know, I got to cover with dirt, so the blood's on the ground. So I take my foot and I'll kick the dirt over the blood. Says the Gemara, you shouldn't do that. Why? Shelo yu mitzvah b'zuyos alav. It's degrading. Bend down, pick up the dirt and sprinkle it. What? So the blood has kedusha? No, says the Rav Yosef, but the mitzvah, you know, it's not pachomedic. It's the pasnish, like the saying it is, right? It's not proper. To do a mitzvah, you're going to kick it with your foot. It's something rings not right. He says the same thing here. If you're going to sit and use the chanukah candle to count your money, there's something, it's not a matter of kedusha. So how can I mean? Huh?
Yeah.
No, that's what Shabbat candle is supposed to use. Remember?
Right. So that's the question. He doesn't have the idea
why
that he can't use my Shabbat.
Oh, so 1 second, 1 second. So now, that's what the Gemara seems to imply. It's Bizu Mitzvah. Exactly right. Okay,
yeah.
Take a look in the 21 of Kobo. Let's see. Kobo says, Usher is Damish, for Aram is from Bizu Mitzvah. The reason you can't use it in their Chanukah is because it's Bizu Mitzvah. Okay? Shalom Mitzvah is Bizu Mitzvah. And he says, of course, Bishalmi, it's not, I don't say Bishalmi, it's not Kobo. Omar, Kodesh Baruch Hu, have Mechavadet HaMitzvah. You should honor Mitzvah because they are my decrees, and therefore honoring a Mitzvah is like honoring me, etc. So the Baal HaMa'or says the following in Shabbos Testament Aleph on page 3. The Baal HaMa'or says, in 1 second, if this is true, if the concern, so to speak, is what? That we're going to, it's degrading to sit and count your money or to read the paper or to whatever by the light of the Chanukah, you know, it's not respectful to the mitzvah. It says the Baal HaMa'or, 1 second, what if I want to use the Neres Chanukah to learn by? Right? But not something that's degrading. I'm going to learn my life. I'm going to learn Daf Yomi, right? So that's what more beautiful thing. I'm going to use my Neres Chanukah, right? The light Chanukah, and we sit down and learn by the light of the Cher Chanukah. So says the Baal HaMa'or, Enochana, the Baal HaMa'or says on the third line of that Baal HaMa'or, he says, that's why the Gemara says, Hartzos Ma'os Ukayotzebashi Tashmish Rishus V'Shalchol. Those are mundane activities. With the compares time, it's from Bizu Mitzvah. Okay, but if you're doing, well, look at the very end. He says, three lines at the bottom. Umaskana de shmeitzah, the chashina ben er chanukah lepizu mitzah filu shtamis oed v'harshus yon hartzos mos avo kedusha einba. But umutter li shtamis lower tashmis shal mitzvah. Wait a minute, the tashmis shal mitzvah. That's allowed by the er chanukah. So claims the Baal HaMa'or. So claims the Shibel HaLeket. In Simon Kuf Pei Hei. Says, so the end of the first line, it goes,
Monday.
You're asking him something in the middle, and he says mitzvah. He goes,
that
mitzvah, it's a
Rabbi Rockland, but on Shabbos, everything you
right,
do.
Right, we're doing it. Okay, good. Well, let's see what some of the other Bishon says. Well, I like it also gives, yes. he says, again, at the end of the line, it says, Zavka Tashmish Cholna, Karama Tashmish Kedusha Mutter. He says, Tashmish Kedusha. For example, to, you know, there's something in between. He says, just read. I don't even mean learn. Maybe that's your point. It's towards the end of the day, he says, Likros Lora. In any event, according to these, we've shown it. According to these, we've shown that the only issur with Ner Chanukah is to use it for something that's, you know, mundane, but something that has kedusha to it, that will be allowed. So there's a mitzvah quality to it, that will be allowed. There's a fascinating comment. There is Yushan, which we do have in 24, Masechah Shabbos Parag Beis Alach Aleph. It says, Tachlif HaShor Chista, Lochein Alfen Rebbe Shabbos Shechol Yos Chanukah Shosur Liros Matbeya L'Or Chanukah. He uses the word, the Yushan used the word Matbeya. We had counting Ma'os, money. Matbeya is a coin. It sounds like the same thing. That's what the Karban Eidah says over there. Okay, on Shabbos, Chanukah. The Gemara in Shabbos. Okay, right. So he says, also Shabbos in their Chanukah, I feel Lirus Matbeya. Look at the coin, so on. But the Pnei Moshe on that Yerushalmi is an interesting comment. Yeah, that's what he happens to be talking about. It's not only Shabbos. Okay?
Yeah, but Shabbos,
so that's the case. It was there. You can't, I understand. Right? Okay, so so based on that, interestingly enough, the Prime Moshe makes the following comment. He says Matveya doesn't mean a coin. Because we have, just in English, you know, sometimes we have an English, especially in English, also, you coin a phrase. Okay, it's got nothing to do with money. So in Hebrew, too, we have a term, Matveya Shetavu Chacham. Matveya is the same thing. The format of the phrase is the Chacham coin. So he said the Prime Moshe claims in 26, there in Shabbos, Parag Beis, Halacha Aleph, he says, Umiloshon, he says, what I think it means is, Osir Liros Matveya HaBrochos Shel HaTfila L'Or HaChanukah. He says, Yishalim means not counting money, it's looking in the Siddur, or looking in Halachas. That's what you're not allowed to do. You know, he holds that not like the Balamor, not like the Shibbol HaLeket, that according to Yishalim, it's Osir to use Neros HaChanukah, even for what? For mitzvah purposes. That's what he thinks it means. Certainly other purpose, obviously, but that's the lever to the Prime Moshe. It's a very interesting approach. He says, Alma, I feel a tashmishay mitzah also is Thomas or Hanukkah. So it's machlokas. Again, that's what the Prime Moshe is saying in 26. It's a dispute. He thinks matzeya, when Yushalmi says you can't use Ner Hanukkah for matzeya, what's the 27? You can't use Ner Hanukkah for matzeya. And aside from the Prime Moshe, that is also the position of the Ramban. The Kedusha Ramban in Shabbos, Chof Aleph, Pages and Pages, Rip 27. It's not going to be the whole thing. Well, he says just at the beginning. He says at the end. Well, he says Uda Asa Uda Aminan Asa Lishtamish or Kol Tashmish in the Mashka Bein the Mitzvah. If you don't sue the Shabbos, I'm like Bein the Rishus. He says no difference. Okay, and he says why? Why should that be? I mean, before because at the end of the day, you look on the third line. It says the Kol Shad. Go back to Rashi. The Kol Adam Shemishtamish the Mitzvah Zul LaAcharis. These are mitzvah, he's the Mexican, I don't have enough regard for the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah myself. I want to use it for another mitzvah. Almost, again, it is from a certain perspective, I'm right, somehow degrading. And that's, again, not surprisingly, the Ritva, 28 Shabbos, Chav Beis, and Manalav, Ritva, and the Beis Medrash of Ramban, he says that some say that it's mutlish tamish, or bizarre mitzvah, only here, I don't think it's correct. And he said, I feel the Tashmish on mitzvah is also. Unless we think that's only the Friday post in the Ramban and the Ritva, the Rosh also says like that. In Parag Beis, the Shabbos, the Mavav, he says, okay. So he says like this, he says, let's read this Makar, the Rosh, 29. Avri Hudam Rav Atzi, also Hartos, most connected to the Hanukkah, but Afa got this, the old Tashmish, also Aura. You have to mention this also. Fine. He says, the also is Tashmish Aura. I might have thought, Hainu Dafka Tashmish Kavua, that's one thing. The Haroa Omer Lashem Tashmish Zedlik of Lola Shem Mitzvah. Okay? So he says, because someone's going to think that this is what I use it for, not for that. And that applies to mitzvahs also. And it goes back, I think, so you said to that Rashi, who says it sort of has to be a Heker. So either it's an issue of Heker, it's an issue of Pizri Mitzvah, whatever it is, therefore, according to this view, even to use it for Havdalah, even though Havdalah is a mitzvah and everything else, at least according to this group, the Rabban, the Ritva, the Rosh, the Moshe, the Avudran writes in 30 on Chanukah, Arminim Yushalmo to Shabbos, Ein Mavdila B'ner Chanukah, why? Mitnesha Ein Nen El Oro. The Ein Revarchan on there, and she also, oh, you're not allowed to get benefits from Havdalah, other than Chanukah candles, and Havdalah, you can't make a bracha until you get benefits with the contradiction. Can't do it. That's what it says in the Torah, in Tuf Reish Pei Aleph, of course, also Yushalmi, so the Chochma Shlomo of Shlomo Kugur in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Gimel asks the question. He says, "One second, there that works out very well. Because this works out very well. Taka, according to that group of authorities, who have the opinion that you can't use an Ner Hanukkah even for a mixer. But as we saw, there are those who said you can. So would they say you could use it for Havdalah? That's what he's wondering. Is that part of the same Machlokas? That's right. The Yesh Mishamater." The Tashmish of Kedusha is a kosherly tuba. The Hakdei, I mean, Yerushalmi, he shaved that tour, right? The student tells for Ishbaelis. The Ein Lahadna on their Chanukah is also a Shalmish. The Hakdei, Hari Al Kopar, and then or the Tashmish of Mitzvah. According to some Rishonim, you are allowed to use the Ner Chanukah for a Mitzvah purpose, but the Havdalah is a Mitzvah purpose. Okay? So that's what he mentions. And and it leads to the Tzarech Eden Rizet. And at the end, he says, Efshet, the Kavonos, Yerushalmi, then he's the mutal istamish derech arai came and she kolo nasel lahoyer ein mevarchen alav. He says, yeah, you could use it, but at the end of the day, he says, was that the purpose of lighting it? It's not to use it. You know, you could use it, but that's not the purpose. But that's what he suggests. And there's a Medrash Sechel Tov, okay, in 33, Medrash Sechel Tov in Parshat Shalach, Parak Tzayin, plus the Chavtes, which quotes the Mishnayos and the Memalikin. Look at the last line of 33. The Ein Mavdil on their Chanukah, Levarach, Warm, Ha'esh, why not? Mishum Demivat Olam Mitzvotah, the Mechzid El Havdolah Madlikin. Even though it's for a mitzvah, it's still taking away from their Chanukah. Even though you're allowed to use it, he felt this takes away because the person will think that it was lit for Havdolah purposes and not for their Chanukah purposes.
Halacha.
Right. But so awesome. Well, yeah. So awesome. Bottom line is, and let's may as well read it. That's what it says in the Shulchan. Bottom line. In the Tov Reish Pei Aleph, if Aleph, the Motzoi Shabbos, Ein Mavdilin Ben Er Chanukah, Shein Nan and La'oro, Ein Mavrochan and Er Adshi Osu La'oro. Period. That's the din in terms of Er Chanukah.
One says
yeah, but I'm not sure this is
like this.
Maybe.
Well, I just we're talking literally the Hanukkah lights are lit, and you want to use that same light for a dog.
Right. So
now if it goes out, when you don't have, and we hold it, you don't have to relight it.
Right.
Sure. Fine.
Right, now can you use it?
Now,
oh, yeah, so some say yes. So once it blew it out, or once the half hour is up already, yeah. The thing is like this. So the truth of the matter is, the Shemir Shabbos Kuchasa, which I don't have on the sheet, it's not in the computer, it's Perek Samach Aleph or Ayin Aleph, to say the Shemir Shabbos Kuchasa. He said, how do you have this whole discussion? Don't we assume that the Havdalah candle has to be at least a double, saying you can't use an avuka, you can't use that for Nechanukah. She said, but that's only a chatchila. Or you could take, you have the blue and the red candle, and you hold them next to each other. You put them together. There's the ways you could do it, which wouldn't be a problem. And that's what you're not allowed to do. Huh? Oh, so that segues right into the next part. One second. Very good. So that segues into, so that's our next question. What do you do first? That's the next part of the year. Right, so the first part of the year is you're not allowed to make Havdalah over the Chanukah. Now we come to source 36. All right, which comes first on Motzei Shabbos? Havdalah or Ner Chanukah? That's the next question. So the Meiri writes in Shabbos Chav Gimel and Beis, 36, Meiri writes, after Motzei Shabbos, Nechaku Boktas Parsha. There's a dispute what you should do first on Motzei Shabbos. You say Havdalah first or bench Chanukah candles first. He says, Ubin Hagenu Lahadlik Kodem Havdalah. The Meiri writes, the minhag around these parts is that we light Chanukah candles before Havdalah. How can you do that? And it's on them, Bob Havdalah, so it's here, because you said Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei already. In terms of Malacha, you said after Chanukah already. And why? Why should you do that first? He says, Shemeachar Shemeachar Hadlaka Kol Kach Magdina So Kol Kama Shanucha. You know, Havdalah candles are really supposed to be lit, either at sunset, that's the position of the Rambam, or right away when it gets dark. That's the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Mordechai, right? So there's no question. That's what you're supposed to light. Now, on Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, you can't light at sunset. It's still Shabbos. And even when it's dark, you have to be davening Maariv. Bottom line is, on Motzei Shabbos, the Chanukah candles are being delayed beyond the original time. So says the theory, don't delay anymore. Come home, bench Chanukah, then make Havdalah afterward. Don't delay any more than you have to. That's basically what he says. Okay, let's see. So the Sefer HaMinhagim, Rishon, Klausner, Tim and Ayan writes, B'Shabbos, Madlikin Ner Shal Chanukah, that's on Shabbos, it's Friday afternoon. It's not again this week, but next week. Madlikin Ner Shal Chanukah, first Chacharka Shal Shabbat, fine. Ve'ein Omer Tzutz B'Mincha, that's Tikoscha, we don't say Tikoscha B'Mincha, good, B'Shabbos Shal Chanukah. The Motzoi Shabbos, Omer V'Yinom V'Yitlcha, U'Madlik Ner Chanukah V'Acharka Chmavdil. He also says, the Minigin, in his area, was Chanukah candles first, then Havdalah, Ba'afilu Ba'bayis, and Shul and at home, same thing. Why? He gives a different reason. Ki afuke Shabbat or Kamadam Acher Tvei Adif, came from the Adif. He gives a different reason. He says, you want to delay the exit of Shabbos. In other words, the official declaration that Shabbos is over, we don't want to make it look like, we're in a hurry to get rid of Shabbos. Even though Shabbos is over, he set out to hunt, lighting a candle. Okay, so obviously Shabbos is over, but the official proclamation that Shabbos is over, that we want to delay if we can. Why should we look like, I remember a story, I think I may have told it over there, that I'm Soloveitchik, right? I think it's in Halachic. Man, I forgot which is safer. But he said when he was a boy, he grew up in a town called Khaslavich, where there was also a Chiddush community. and his father's rabbi, and there was a chassidish committee. So he would sometimes go, as a young man, a young boy, he would sometimes go to see the Meretish, the Shalashudas, you know, he would sometimes go. And two stories. One is that he met a certain fellow there that he who said hello to him, and he looked at him, "Do I know you?" He said, "Don't you recognize me? I'm, you know, your uncle, the porter, whatever." And the Rav writes, he looked at this person all week long, and he saw this person got schlepping and schwitzing. And he didn't recognize him. He said, "Shabbos, the person has a different appearance on Shabbos." They didn't even recognize who it was. Because Shabbos, he said, he looked, he was wearing the Siddush of Lavush. He looked like a king. During the week, the guy was for schlepped and dirty and, you know, for schwitz and everything. But that's one thing. But then, as the Chassidim do, you know, they were singing Zmiris and Shalashudas. It was already after dark. It was already, you know, I mean, we know, right? I mean, you can leave here after Meir and go to Brooklyn. You'll be in time for Shalashudas, right? So that was going on. So the way it was prolonging the singing. So the Rav turned to this gentleman, I think it was the same person. He said, you know, when do we have a Meir already? So the person, are you that eager to get back to the weekday? You're that eager? All right, so people want to hold on to Shabbos. And that's what the Sefer Menhagim writes, like that. A fuke Shabbat, a kama demachat tre odis. There's two reasons. One is you should do the Havdalah, do Ner Chanukah as soon as you possibly can because you're already late. And number two, you want to hold on to the official, you know, Shabbos a little bit. It's just a question. They're related. So look at the Shuvah Tadeshin and Sanach. He wasn't actually talking about, he wasn't talking about Ner Chanukah originally. He was asking about Tzuris Omer. Same question. What should come first? During those weeks between Pesach and Shuvah, those Saturday nights, what should come first? There's Omer Havdalah. Similar question. He says, "Kishmerach Mitzvah, but Leil Shabbos El Yom Tov Veshakneses, Merach and the Sof and Kodem Kiddush, Shemakadosh Shabbos Ayala Achar." Same issue. Anyway, in the context of that, he says, "On Motzai Shabbos, you know, that we make the Sphere before Havdalah." Okay, same thing. He says, "Hainu Tamishum Dafuke Yomah Ma'achrele," and he says, "Same thing." The Madlikin Erchanek of Veshakneses Kodem Havdalah Kedei Lachu Yafuke. That's what he says also. And his Talmud, the Leket Yosha, quotes in Page Kuf Nun Beis, Inyan Beis, that his Rebbe, the Shemot HaDesh, and follow that himself. V'hu madlik kodem havdolah k'day la'achar ha-shabbos. Now, he taught his Rebbe's minhag was to light candles before havdolah. Okay? Now, v'afagav shemaisem adlof v'muchu shem ha-shabbos, even though it's not really Shabbos, the fact is he's lighting, striking a match. So that's what he followed. The Maharil is interesting, a very important posek in terms of Ashkenazic practice. The Maharil, his different Talmidim recorded apparently different practice. What he did, maybe changed them on. The Sefer Agur, Nechus Chanukah Simon Elef Mem 40, Kosev Mahari Molin, that's the Maharil, Yaakov Molin, called Maharil because Yaakov is a Levi, Yaakov a Levi. Maharil, his last name is Molin, okay? I think in English it's spelled M-O-E-L-L-I-N. Here in Yaakov, Kosev Mahari Molin, Kishachal Chanukah Matzoy Shabbos, Midag Lahadlik Ner Chanukah Kodem Shiyavdil, like we've been saying, Ner Chanukah was first. The time of the same thing because, you know, we want to hold on to Shabbos a little longer. Look at the end of 40. Below left because the last Shabbos kemasui. You don't want Shabbos as a burden. We're eager to get rid of it. Okay, that's what he quotes. But the Matei Moshe in early Achron, some tough Kuf Tzadi Meis, he quotes for a different minhagim. Quotes the Maharai, that's the Shumat Hadesh. You saw it's a line. It's called Maharai, and then they raise Aleph Yud. I don't know why it's not Yud Aleph. You saw it's a line, but that's how they present it. Anyway, he quotes that opinion. But he quotes at the end, "V'chanukah matzasi b'kovetz echad." I saw in a collection of halachic positions, "V'motzoi Shabbos haya maharil mavdil v'omaz mirsham motzoi Shabbos v'chanukah hayamatzmiyachanukah." So different report to the maharil. He talked about havdalah. He sang the whatever, whatever the smirs or amar shalom yaakov, and then he went ahead and he lived kind of. So we have two there. He had kach matzasi b'goz ben amaril maharil. His son said like that. Anyway. It seems to be a bit of a conflict of what the Maharil did. The fact is, with or without the Maharil, there are other Rishonim who say the other way. For example, 42, the Sefer HaEshkol, Sefer HaEshkol, and Chelek Beis Amud Chof Aleph, Hilchos Chanukah Purim. The Sefer HaEshkol is written by someone who's sometimes called the Ravid, but it's not the Ravid that we know from the Rambam and the Ravid of Avraham and David, but actually his father-in-law. He was called the Ravid because his name was Rav Avraham Av Bezdin. That was also sometimes abbreviated Rabbi. He was the first. The Ravid Balasoga is the second, and it was his start. There were three Rebbe's, there were three Ravid, three people who went by the acronym Ravid. The third was Rabbi Rav, Ibn Daoud, who was a traveler, wrote the journey. Then the second one, looking reverse, so the second one was the Ravid Balasoga. On the Rambam, then there's this Ravid, the Sefer HaEshkol, who was Rabbi Rav Avbez, who was the father-in-law of the Ravid Balasoga. I think the Shach in one place writes, sometimes people want that there are spheres and Ravids. They're not spheres, different people. Okay, anyway. That's what, huh? Same name, yeah. But okay, anyway. So he writes, the Rosh Eshkol writes, V'nechanek motzoi Shabbos ra'inu rabim mevarchim kodem hafdol. I see a lot of people make the bracha on their chanukah before Havdalah, which we just saw some of those people. He writes, "Vli Akosim Nirshatolus Beolam." He says it's wrong. He says it's wrong. She'ein Shum Esit Beolam Kodem Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. Now, why you had before? Because you're not really supposed to do anything on Motzei Shabbos before Havdalah. Havdalah is the first thing you should do on Motzei Shabbos.
The other one, I thought you always said in Shalpi Svar, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
There's an Indian, you have to like Hanukkah candles.
That's what the other Rishonim said, but he said the nature of Havdalah is that that should be
Havdalah.
That's
what you said
in Shul. Okay, you're right. But he says the truth is. You're right. Okay, you're definitely talking about the whole that way. Maybe we
slowly
be showing
the door,
but the end of the day, he says, but the Havdalah is, that should be the prayer. Now, his position is, it's not proper to do anything before Havdalah. Havdalah is the official, and he doesn't agree with the other thing. He doesn't agree. Okay. He also has a problem. He says that's what Havdalah is. He holds Havdalah is the first thing you do on Motzei Shabbos. And usually it is, right? I mean, usually you don't come home and sit down and do 12 hours and later make Havdalah. You should make Havdalah as soon as you get home. That's the truth. He said that's the nature of Havdalah. Okay? Anyway, can't eat before Havdalah. So he says. Well, this is not on Ner Hanukkah. Is what it says in the Gemara, either Shkia or it says.
Okay, so we're already sure we're Dochen because.
You're right. So you said we Dochen on the 5 minutes. Okay, that's what we hold.
What's stronger?
That's the Machukas. That's
sounds,
exactly the truth.
Like
he'll hold. Look, Havdalah takes 3 hours. It takes 5 minutes. He'll be, you're Dochen, and he'll see you later in a few minutes. Havdalah, his opinion is Havdalah is stronger. It should be the first thing you do. That's the din of Havdalah. That's his opinion. And he writes, and if you're going to tell me, you are?
Anyways,
right. That's the question. The Rambam seems to hold an Havdalah and Kiddush are the right. So heads and tails of the same coin. So you have to, he says you have to declare Shabbos b'chmiyas dasa u'b'tiyosa. So again, and he says, b'in ocean came yishum zidim ak'bimim. And basically, he's addressing your point. And if you're going to tell me, what do you mean? You have to light Hanukkah candles right away. He's reading about Dima Mitzvahs. Havdalah not a mitzvah. Havdalah also a mitzvah. Why doesn't Zvi Zimak Dima fly to Havdalah? Okay? V'hi Rishona L'chol Ma'aseh V'ein Ma'vir Na'amit. That's really the first. That's his position. That's really the first thing. Okay, I know. I don't, okay, I understand. He's borrowing this phrase. Now, Yavud Ram in 43, Yavud Ram says, Motzoi Shabbos, Madlikin Osa Achar Shem Abdel Akos. Now, Udom also says, Ner Hanukkah is after Havdalah. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, how do we pass it after all that said and done? We're Machlokes Rishonim, basically. You know, what comes first?
Your last piece of Malachas after you make a Havdalah and
Shulchan. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So, after Chachan Adonah, yeah.
So, like your story, Kedush Rebbe, they make Havdalah on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, I guess there's another question.
Yeah.
Can you light Hanukkah candles? What is that period of time when haven't made Havdalah yet, but you said...
Theoretically, you can. I don't think they're not arguing here you wouldn't be yotzei if you did it. The question is, you have to make a choice now. What do I do right now? Many Rishonim we saw before, it says right now, do Ner Hanukkah, because since the Zman of Ner Hanukkah already arrived, and we're Havdalah, like you were saying, technically you can say later, so do Ner Hanukkah is more pressing.
You shouldn't rush out of Shabbos. You should actually prolong it.
Right.
So say, forget Tuesday. Say, you know what, I don't want to take out Shabbos until 11 o'clock.
Right. So you could do, so therefore they would say that you should do Ner Hanukkah first. But the Eshkol's point is that, no, the nature of Havdalah is you should do it first. That's the first thing you should do. I understand both sides. So what does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch says in the Tuf Reish Payalos today, it's 44, Madlikin Ner Hanukkah beBeis HaKnesses Kodem Havdalah. In Shul, we light Hanukkah candles before Havdalah, which we do. Now, the Mechaber does not say, what about not in Shul? Okay? He doesn't say anything about it. Interesting. So the Ramah adds, the culture came to Beiso. He agrees with you. The Ramah says, in your house, for sure, Shemadlik Vachakach Mabdil. Hanukkah candles first, then Havdalah. Sorry, it's part of the Beis HaKnesses, it's part of your thing. Okay? And the Mishnah Book of Ram says, in the Kotnaab, Shema Achron Lo Seis Min HaShabbos, right? We delay the end of Shabbos. So the Shohar Paskins like them, okay? The Prima Godin, on that Prima Godin Ram, Esh Rav Ram, and Sukkot Aleph. She says, what do you mean you're delaying Shabbos? I forgot the Madlik Gros HaLoch, you're lighting, you're not really delaying the exit of Shabbos. Mikol Mokom Tov La'achar Bala, Shalo Yehei Nira Shabbos, Kamasli, like we said before. Okay, very good. So that's what he says.
You can't do malacha until you make malacha.
No, malacha you can do, but he said
the official declaration.
Yeah, the Shabbos. Now, and therefore, their Chanukah is first. That's what he passed. Their Chanukah is first. What? One second. Well, not everyone does, but that's okay. One second. Well, let's see. You're right. You're all right. So far, let's see. So far, it's interesting. As a side point, I printed in 47 the Shabbos and Shulis. Shulis on August Asterba. Chelik Basin and Shin Lamed Vav talks about Havdalah and Shul. That's why I stuck it in as a side point. But it's an interesting point. When in Shul do you do it? Before the Yinom, before the Itnachot, before Elayna, you know, different Minhagim. He quotes from the Briskus, okay? He says that they would even do it before Kaddish Tiskabel.
Wow.
Why? So he says, because the whole idea of lighting Chanukah candles in Shul altogether is to do it with Tzibur. You have to have a chalos of a Tzibur. What is a tzibur? Tzibur is not to 10 people have to be in a room together. There's got to be something binding them. Tzibur is binding them. So you need a minion, so you got to do it before the official end of davening. Not stamina. Just so, okay, that was just an interesting side point. It has to be them. Tzibur, that's what he said. I think the Rav said also. Right. He said, yeah, what did the Rav say that about also? I think about Ashrei, the beginning of Mincha also should be a tzibur. How are other things? Yeah. Right. It's not just break. Not just break. Right. Anyway. So that's that. Now the Taz, you've caught now, I'm not going to read it inside, it's a long Taz, I didn't even print the whole thing, but the Taz, you've caught now, disagrees, you asked before something, Ramos says, how come we don't do it? Most Ashkenazim, in fact, in Shul, pretty much everybody as far as I know, is Hanukkah candles before Havdalah, okay, in Shul. But at home, like you said, most people do the other way, most people make Havdalah first, and then Labbat, against the Shohar, so why? So the Taz, well, again, not against the Mechaber, the Mechaber doesn't say anything, but it's against the Amor. So the Taz has an Arichas here in Sukkot Aleph, where the Taz respectfully disagrees with the Tzak. He says it's not true. He says that really you should make Havdalah first and not do and not near Chanukah. Why? He says because first of all, he says what happened to our old rule of Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kodim. Okay, right. And the Taz wakes up and brings it up, and he says, I don't know, I'm surprised. I didn't see Rishonim bring it up, but the Taz does. The Taz said, the principle of Tadir, when there are two things to do, what do you do first? More common, always comes first, right? More frequently, right? More frequently. Okay, that could relate, that's no problem. But so that's a different thing. The Bruce is there for causes. Maybe, but they have exerts of kosher, you know, the Torah says so. But be that as it may, the Nechanek is at night, and Havdalah is at night, which is more frequent, right? Do you make Havdalah is every night, every Shabbos of the year? Nechanek is only once, so this year will be twice. Two months of Shabbos of the year. So therefore,
it's only 8 days.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And then I hear Havdalah, it's 54 days, whatever. So the Meila says the Taz, that's basically what he says. And he also rejects this whole idea. What do you mean you're delaying the end of Shabbos? When I gave up Shabbos, it's the official declaration. But he says, who are you kidding? You're doing malacha. In fact, you're doing malacha for this mitzvah. You're lighting the end of the world. He doesn't go for this whole thing. Okay, you obviously already ended Shabbos. And so, therefore, the Taz, he talks a little about the Taz Mekudosh. I don't want to go, you have time to read it. You're welcome to read it. But that's the position of the Taz. The Prichodosh and Sivbeis of Sun Toparesh, or Pei Aleph of Sivbeis. He says the Mechaber passes like the Shumas Hadeshin, okay, and you want to delay the end of Shabbos, and he quotes others to say it that way. Anyway, and he says the truth of the matter is the whole Yerushalmi, okay, which we started with, now come back to what you said before, we segue into this. The whole discussion of you can't use Ner Chanukah for Havdalah is implying that the Ner Chanukah will live first. You know, but anyway, that's what the Pichodesh brings up. Now the Levush, in Sifah, didn't work.
Okay.
Right. So, they don't use the light. Let's see how the Shabbos. Anyway, so the Levush. What's that? I don't think so. No, that's not called on the same type of Hanah. Anyway, but be that as it may, so the Levush says, Motzei Shabbos Madlikin Esh Chanukah Bein Reis Hakness Bein Reis Tokodim Havdalah. He passes. He says, like the Mechaber 50, you're supposed to light the Chanukah candles before. The Havdalah, Again, Kedei Lachar Fukei Yom Lachar Kafon. The only Elia Rabbah in Sukkot Malah from 51 deals with the Taz and responds, and he says, you know, not everybody forgot about Tazir, right? Again, I'm not reading it inside. But he answers the Taz's time. He says, no, there's something else going on here also. Namely, he says, let's not forget that there's Prisum and Nisa. And he argues that Prisum and Nisa beats out Tazir. Okay, that's a further question.
There
are two things. There are two things
that if you do one before the other, you're not taking away from it. You're just choosing to
why is that here?
Here that the thing, because if you have back again, if you have to light the candle,
if you have to, that's a question. But technically, you light the pot of candles later too. But anyway, maybe you could answer that, but that's not the Elia Rabbah. The Elia Rabbah says that he thinks that Pursume Nisa comes before Pursume Nisa wins. It's interesting, some bring this up in connection with, again, not this Shabbos, because it's not Shabbos Chanukah, but next Shabbos, there's a question of what do we read for the Haftarah next Shabbos. So do we read the Shabbos? Well, let's say sometimes Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos Chanukah, not this year. Okay, Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos Chanukah, so Rosh Chodesh just Friday this year, right? So what do you read as Haftarah? So Lachora, you should read the Rosh Chodesh Haftarah because that's more Tadir. Okay, but some say no. Presuming he says audible, we nearest to the Zechariah. On the other hand, some say that's not Tadir at all because Tadir is only going to do both and what comes first, not the one delimited. Anyway, be that as it may, but that's just kind of the Elia Rabbah. He said, that's why, you want to know why nobody brought up Tadir? Because Tadir is inapplicable here because of presuming he's back of Emden. It's over, isn't it? It's beat now. In other words, like you have Lahazo tiebreaker. So this is a tiebreaker, you have different tiebreakers. All right, they'll become relevant next week in the NFL. Right? Anyway, so the Moruk Tia in Simon Tov Reish Pei Aleph also has an essay on this subject in 52. He says, the other one, Rabbi Barfluta. Okay, Rabbi Yaakov Emden on the Moruk Tia is on Arachai. So he says at first he held one way. Okay, he deals with the same Taz. At first he felt one way, and then he changed his mind and so on. And he says he doesn't agree. First, he thought it's ridiculous. What do you mean you're extending Shabbos? It's not. You're lighting candles. Why would you reject the whole thing? But then he said, I thought about it later. It's not so. Not true. There's Alo Achar in the second paragraph. Hanochon Chozrani Bi. I thought otherwise. And he says Kilafir Emes Rabbi Mechachum Shalpal Pi Shivsek a Shabbos Ma'ase Ablaka Adayin Tzoras Achure Yom and Koma Omedes. It still shouldn't end Shabbos officially, right? Look what he writes. Again, Shemikol Mokom, lo nistalka Kedusha Shabbos mikol v'chol. Kedusha Shabbos didn't disappear entirely ad sheyavdil. There was some vestige of Shabbos, so to speak, still in the air. So therefore, and he says that, after all, don't we later on do Malava Malka, which escorts Shabbos out? It's already after Haftarah. It's still on Matzoy Shabbos, at least for a while. There's still an air, or some people keep on Big Day Shabbat. I myself do keep Big Day Shabbat till after Malava Malka, and so on, right? And so you know, there is an Indian, so to speak. So that's what he says. He goes back to that opinion. The Gomel Gaon of Bir Hagra, it says that, again, it says that the Taz is wrong, the Pesach was Shulchan Aruch is right, and the Avdei Nezer also challenges the Taz, it's even tough side of test, it's chest, it's test, okay, which, you know, we don't have time to read right now. But I do want to get to, nonetheless, despite all that, there are many who hold in the Lamaisa that we do follow the Taz, that in fact, and we do at home anyway, that Havdalah, there are different opinions, and people should follow their own family minhag, but I think the more widespread minhag, at least among Ashkenaz, as far as I know, is Taki at home to make Havdalah first and then to light Neres Chanukah. That's the Prima Gadin, has an Arichas about it. If you look in the Skips of 56, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, right, like that. Motzoi Shah, and Kuf Lam and Tet, Sip Yud Tet, Motzoi Shabbos Mavdilin, Vacharkach Madlikin Ner Chanukah, the other way around, but at home, we have Havdalah before Ner Chanukah, that's in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Birka Yosef, the Chidah, Main Sin, Tov Reish Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph, writes, quotes both Minhagim, and he says at the end, the magic words, the Nahara, Naharo, Pashtei. That means, you know, the rivers stream in different directions, there's not always a monolithic approach. This minig's okay, that minig's okay. In fact, it's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan, also, in Sivvei, Aruch HaShulchan also says that the more prevalent practice is, despite what it says in the Ramah and so on, he says the more prevalent practice seems to be that we make Havdalah in the before Ner Chanukah, at least at home. And in the Shavura, Okay, and Sivkot Gimel also says like that. And he says basically at the end he borrows what it says in the Gemara about the Machlokas and Yehudah and Rabban about Mincha, the Ovid Kemar Ovid, or the Ovid Kemar Ovid. We don't have compelling proofs either way, and therefore people should do whatever their minig is, and therefore both practices are correct. They're both solidly based, respectful, and reputable poskim. I just want to end this question, interesting question, going back to your point about not delaying. So it's interesting, in the Sefer Meister Rav, that's a collection of the Vilna Gaon Hanhagas, source number 60, number Reish Lamed Zion, he writes, "Lotzoy Shabbos Hanukkah mizdarzin ma'od lisvalo ma'ir b'mukta ma'efshari. You should daven ma'ir as early as you can on Lotzoy Shabbos, k'day shol yavur z'man ha'arlok l'sin ha'mon, v'yafsid ha'brocha, so you won't lose the time of ha'arlok on Eretz. V'om v'shamanu v'shapal ma'achal icher echer me'esvalo ma'etzol tzulot ma'ir b'otzoy Shabbos. Some guy hadn't davened ma'ariv, goes, light candles now, you can even daven ma'ariv afterwards. Okay, now I don't know how that would, I'm not sure. But what's interesting is, this is a question, and in the say, Shalom Kelik Basim and Shin Mem Beis discusses, Zman Havlok Matur Shal Grohu Miyad Balaila, who's the here in Hoyle who had like Miyad Achari Ma'ariv. She followed Techev im Hazman. And that's the question, what's Zman? There are many different people. There might be 42 minutes and 72 minutes and all this other business. And he says, look what it says, Omnam, Elu Shenohagin, Tomid L'chumer Karben Tam. What about those people, the Chsidim, the Shivish people who wait the extra half hour for Zman Karben Tam? Lo Mekilim Zman, Tov Tushavis, after Shabbos Hanukkah. Keep that even on Shabbos Hanukkah. They just daven and do it as early as they can according to their Zman. But in the second paragraph, he quotes towards the end, four lines at the bottom. The Chlishamati mi Pimar Hagar and Yitzchak Zev Salavetches Atal Hagar and Abayz in the Brisk Oviv Hagrach Ruchaim Brisker Hechmir Maod Keshita Shabbat Tam. He was Machmir and then some. Okay, he waited 72 minutes. He waited 90 minutes or more. You know, the different shitas what he held. The so-called the Achdol and the Zechdol, 1/6 of the day. He was keeping Shabbos. You know, in summertime it was so way late. They made fun a little bit of Chaim because the Chazal of the language that you should not end Shabbos on time and make call it night. Hatshe yetsi hatsofik b'libo, until the doubt is removed from your heart, from your mind, right? Hatshe yetsi hatsofik b'libo, right? So they would say to him, the heart's going to disappear. At one point, it's dark already, right? But he was Machmir Ma'od. Ugmotsoi Shabbos Kodesh Hanukkah Zireiz Ma'od Yaspiku Lahadlik Po Chasi Shah. He didn't keep that Zman on Motsoi Shabbos. I don't know which one he didn't keep. Okay, I understand what it says here. Ugmishamati, he'd be a promise dato. Shim Ovo Hayaro Isdaso Eshkol. If he would have seen that Eshkol, he would have been Mazariz even more, and so on. To be okay, that Shita, whatever he said. Even though he said the Rebbitzko of himself waited until the reign of Tom, but apparently Chaim, because apparently the waiting of the 72 minutes is a chumrah and so on. But here it's like you're saying there's something mitigating against that. Okay,
don't
now
worry about you're not going to make it anyway.
Okay, you're right. Nobody. That's true. That early. I'm hearing. Okay, but I'm just saying. But most assume the Bir Halacha in Reish Tzadik Gimel. He mentions that even Shabbos Hanukkah and so on, he says, Ra'isi on the second line there, 63, we'll finish up. Ra'isi on Oshim Dem Hamahajin the Hanukkah, Lotse Zat Hagrol, 100 Neres, the Hektem Achashkia, Shetorim Vidov, and Mizarizim Aton Gamot Shabbos, the Otsol of Hoshach Hayom, the Gamre, they wait and then they end up causing a problem, and they're Tafel Chal Shabbos. That far you don't go. Moshe Feinstein and Achuba, Arachim, Chelik Dalat, Tama Beis. He writes before Bechain Motzoi Shabbos also the Hanukkah Nechanuk Kodem Achamishim Minutes. He says that his Zman is 50 minutes. And that's more or less what they were. I think initially they were 45 minutes. Somebody told me from Meir, whatever. By the time I finish Meir, it's more than 50 minutes. He says you should and Ulo Elu Shemamtina Bechol Motzoi Shabbos and Achar Ayin Beis 72 minutes. Kafi Aroy Lebnei Korah Yirei Hashem Yisborach and so on. Ein Lahem LeMaher Gam Mishul Nechanukah. You don't have to make this Shabbos any different than the other Shabbos. And even if you want to hold like the grub for everything else, so this time you don't have to. So there are different opinions. Whether maybe this Shabbos, some people, if you're only machmir as a stick of chumrah, then this isn't the Shabbos to make chumras. But the Moshe says that the Mishavur implies that if you always weigh that amount, you should weigh that amount as well. Okay, that's some of the issues that come up with regarding near Hanukkah on Motzei Shabbos. So take the opportunity to wish everybody a Frelich on Hanukkah and a Gutten Shabbos.
And does anybody...